Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands.
Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards, both far and wide, This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Taylor! Thank you.
There are, 1, attendees in this conference. Your host has joined. Conference muted.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Huria masanderia kurumasederia kurumasederia kurumasu. Huria masederia kurumasederia ku. Hallelujah. Ramasederia ku. Huria masederia kurumasederia kurumasederia kurumasu. Huria masederia kurumasederia ku. Huria kurumasederia karamasu. Euria masederia kurumasederia 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 ka. Hallelujah, ramasederia kurumasederia ko. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father. I greet you in the name of the Son. And I greet you in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one this morning. In the name of Jesus, every day is a day of thanksgiving. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Psalms 145. And I'm going to read from the KJV, King James Version. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth through all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. Blessed be the reading of the word of God. Let us go into Psalm 16 in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Preserve us, O God, for indeed do we put our trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extended not to thee, but to the sins that are in the earth, and to the excellent is in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied, their hasting after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance, and of my cup thy meekness my lot. The lines are falling unto me. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Neither will I suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. If thou wilt show me the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures evermore. Hallelujah. Blessed be the reading of the word of God. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an ocean kept around me, my heart shall not fear. No war shall rise against me. In this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies, round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When I said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over under the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breath of cruelty. I have fainted, see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We give you glory, we give you honor, we magnify your name, O God. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise. Your name, O God, is worthy of glory. Your name, O God, is worthy of honor. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. We give you the glory, we give you the honor. We magnify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Even when we are not faithful, you are faithful. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, pour upon us your grace and your glory, O God. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. We magnify you, O God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, O God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren, O God. Thank you for our spouses, our husbands, and our wives. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for siblings, nieces, and nephews, O God. Father, we thank you for each and every one under the sound of our voice. Thank you for the mothers. Thank you, O God, for all those that are part of this ministry. We say thank you to your sons and your daughters. We bless your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Father God, if I had thousands and thousands of tongues, it is not enough. Trillions, billions, quadrillions. It's not enough to say thank you. We're grateful for you, O God, to you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. Lord, we bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Father, have mercy. Forgive us sin of all that we've done that it does not bring glory and honor to your name. Father, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy. Rain down your mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for mercy for Tina. Mercy for Mandika. Lord, I pray for mercy for Al. In the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. Mercy for Kamari. Mercy for CJ, O God. Lord, I pray for mercy for me, O God. Mercy for my husband, O God. Mercy, O God, for Ricky, O God. Mercy, O God, for Makari. Mercy for Shay Shalonda. Mercy, O God, for Mimi. And mercy for Donovan. Father, we cry out to you for mercy, mercy for Crystal. Lord, have mercy upon Crystal. Have mercy upon her sons. Mercy upon Christian Michael. Mercy upon Joshua. Mercy upon Zechariah. Mercy upon this household, O God. Mercy, mercy, mercy upon each and every one of us. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us, O God, for everything that we've done that does not bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, let the Holy Spirit show us. And Lord, we pray for mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us, O God. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. We put the blood of Jesus on the doorposts of our homes. In the name of Jesus, we cover our cars, transportation in the blood of Jesus. Father God, if he has the children go back and forth to school, the buses, if he has to travel up and down, the buses, the school buses, we cover in the blood of Jesus, the children's schools, in the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus flush of our system, any sickness, any disease in our bodies. Let the blood of Jesus flush it out, O God, in the name of Jesus. Burn everything within our physical bodies that's not of you, that is not working properly, not irregularity. Lord Jesus, O God, Lord Father God, you created us, you created our bodies in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for our bodies, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you perfect our bodies, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, that you flush everything that is not holy, that is not of you, O God, from in and within us, O God. We command the cells in our bodies to hear the word of God and come into alignment with the word of God. Yekuria Masa, the tissues to come into alignment with the word of God. Yekuria Masanteriakum. Hallelujah. Remosateriakum. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. We are made whole. In the name of Jesus. Uria Sanderiakum. Remosateriakum. Hallelujah. Remosateriakum. Hallelujah. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on ourselves. We put the armor on our children, grandchildren. Put the armor on our spouses, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. We pray this morning that you send your holy angels to assist us and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray this morning, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you release your praise and the blood of Jesus be released like a tsunami tidal wave. In the name of Jesus, to destroy every culture and every witchcraft, anything that has our names or the names of this ministry on it, we use the blood of Jesus to utterly destroy to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We cancel every negative word, every evil word, every incantation spoken against us and God's plans and purpose for our life. We cancel. Who to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus and superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. Father, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the new wine in new wineskin, oh God. We thank you for the formation, oh God. Father God, fill us up to an overflowing, O God. Let us thirst and hunger after your righteousness, Almighty God, and we will be filled. Father God, we thirst for you. Hallelujah. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit move in our midst. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. We surrender this prayer service to you. Spirit of the living God, have your way. We bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I surrender completely and totally to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yesterday we talked about Jacob's ladder and we talked about God's promises. Good morning. I'm sorry. Good morning to everyone on. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And this morning, I want to go back over some points, and then we're going to pray. Amen. I spoke to you that God's word will not go void. And everything that God said will surely come to pass. Always comes to reassure us of the prophetic words that may have been spoken in your life. He always gives us reassurance. Because there are times in our lives, people, we get discouraged. Amen? We get discouraged. There are times in our lives we get discouraged, and then we don't feel like we can make it, and we don't feel that we can go on. Hallelujah. And so God, in his infinite mercy, he will come out, and because of his grace, and he will come to encourage and let him remind you that he's made in your life. Hallelujah. And he will never, ever, never, ever let us down. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You see, God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Hallelujah. And he will never, ever let us down. Who am I still this morning? I hope I'm not speaking to myself. I just want you to be encouraged. Whatever you're going through, be encouraged. Be encouraged. God will never, never let us down. I say again, never, never let us down. Hallelujah. So we look at the book of Genesis 28. Hallelujah. Jacob has taken stolen his brother's birthright. Jacob is on the run. And this is where you come into Jacob's ladder. Extremely angry with Jacob. Esau, which is the brother of Jacob. Even though God has said the youngest son will be the ruler, Rebecca manipulated you. When you have time, read it. And she's instituted all this stuff. Sometimes we don't wait on God's time. We want things to happen now. Please don't do that. Let us ask God for the grace to wait on his time. Hallelujah. Because of this, Jacob is running. Hallelujah. So in Genesis 28, and Jacob called, and Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan-Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou may inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Padan-Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. Hallelujah. And when Esau saw that Jacob had blessed, when Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to take him a wife from thence, that he and as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan-Aram. Esau saying, the daughters of Canaan please not Isaac his father. He decided to, but let's not go there. So I just want you to look that Jacob is running from Esau. Don't forget, Esau is the hunter. Esau is a mighty warrior. Esau, literally, when you look at these boys, they are twins. But Esau is the one, the mighty hunter. He was the one. Jacob lost sense. He was stronger than his brother. But and so, you know, Esau was angry. So as they were going, as Jacob was going to his uncle, and this is where he stayed in this place all night, verse 11. And he put the stones on, he took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and laid down that place to sleep. Hallelujah. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land wherein thy life I give it and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of thee. Verse 60, and Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. You know, God is, he's merciful. Hallelujah. Even though there was a mistake, I mean, Jacob had done wrong, yes, he will pay for it. But God, you see the grace and mercy of God. Because you see, God honors his word. Hallelujah. Honors his word. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So then we see that even as Jacob is running, Look what happened when he lies down to sleep. He has this dream. What am I saying to you and saying to myself? God is faithful. Even when we're going through trials and tribulations, he is right there. His promises are yes, and his promises are amen. Hallelujah. So this morning, I pray that I'm not only speaking to me. Jacob had done the wrong thing by stealing, following his mom, listening to his mom, and stealing his brother's birthright. His Isaac now was tricked because his eyes were dim, and all those blessings was given to Jacob. Esau came later, and there was, I think, only one or two blessings were left for Esau. Even though God had said in the beginning that these blessings will come to Jacob, the younger brother, but Rebecca manipulated this situation. She decided to play God in that situation because she loved her son. I mean, she was a partial mother. She loved Jacob. Seemed to me, and Isaac loved Esau. The Bible tells us that. So see Jacob running, his father sending him away, he's running. But even though he did something wrong, you know, he did something. How many of us have not done wrong things? If you perfect, put your hands up. If you've been perfect all your life, put your hands up. But I'm speaking to those who live a normal Christian life. I'm not talking about the religious people. How many of us have made mistakes? Hallelujah. And when you repent or cry out to God, sometimes you think that God promises will go away because you made a mistake. Look, he is faithful and just. If you repent, he will forgive you. Hallelujah. And those promises will still come to pass. Okay? You see, God is not a man that he should lie, because no man will do what happened to Jacob. No man, they'll be running behind and pursuing and want to kill him. But God is a gracious and a loving father. A righteous man falls 5-7 times and get up. People will go through trials and tribulation. That does not change what God says about you. You might go through the valley. You might go through the fire. You might go through the storm. You might go through the rivers. It still will not change the God's promises over your life or your destiny. So sometimes you will have enemies, seen and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies, trying to manipulate you. So thinking that God's promises will be taken away, I'm here to tell you, whatever God spoke concerning you, your children, your family, it will surely come to pass. No devil from the pit of hell will stop the word of God coming forth. It will not return void. It will prosper in the things that God sent it to prosper in the name of Jesus. So do not be afraid. Do not get discouraged. When you sin, you cry out to God from the bottom of your heart. You ask God for mercy. His mercies are new every morning. He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. God is so good. And he meets Jacob on that way. Jacob at a certain place. And then look what happened. He had the dream of the ladder. and the angels coming back and forth. Hallelujah. Descending and ascending. Hallelujah. And on top of that ladder is Jesus Christ. And when you look at it, you see God is a God of reconciliation. Look at that ladder that represents Christ, because through Christ, we are saved, we are redeemed, and we are set free through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And Christ is that connect on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, Hebrews 7:25. So Christ is that connector between humanity and divinity. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm speaking to you this morning? Regardless of what you're going through, God will not give up on you. Whatever, don't think those promises will just go back. If you repent of what you've done, if I repent of what, every promise of God spoken will surely come to pass when that promise is for you. And not only that, God will reassure you like he did to Jacob. And look what happened, that beautiful dream, that certain place. That place now is an open heaven. The angels descend and ascend from that place. Hallelujah. It's now is a place of connection of divinity and man. Hallelujah. And one of the things I want you to know, not getting off, everyone under the sound of my voice, you have a certain place in their homes that the Holy, that the angels can come back and forth. A portal should be there. Hallelujah. God wants to reassure you. And whatever he says he will do, he will surely, surely do it by his grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we bless you and we thank you for this word. We receive this word in our spirit, man, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, those that are here this morning that have given up on God, those that are here that have given up on God, Lord, I pray for them. Pray that they will come back into the sheepfold of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The door is open. Come back to Jesus. Don't give up on God. Don't listen to what man says. Keep your focus on Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Hallelujah. As long as you have life, you have hope. All you have to do, repent from your heart, and God will. He's faithful. Everything he's spoken to you will surely come to pass. I love you. God bless you.